There are few things as emotive as violent attacks on elderly people. The police say they are low in number and low in frequency, but the fact remains two pensioners have been robbed and injured in the Lower Falls in Belfast recently. We spoke to 78-year-old Florence Slane when she was attacked.
I was in such a shock, and all I've done is cry, to be honest with you. It's sad, like, you know, it's sad that they have to do that. They've came to that level, like, they're somebody's sons. Think of their own mother or grandmother, the pain.
And that was 3 weeks ago. Since then, 76-year-old Maureen Shepherd's been assaulted. There was a rally last night in the area to show support. And where are the police was among the questions being asked.
They're not doing anything about it.
Where were they tonight?
I know, where were they tonight? Know what I mean? They knew this rally was happening. They knew what happened before we had a rally, so they should have been here.
Inspector Anthony McNally of the PSNI about that. People asking why the police weren't there.
What I can tell you is police were at the rally yesterday evening. We did have a presence at it. That presence, we felt that obviously people wanted to talk. There were members of the community there, people that wanted to have opportunity to say a few words. Police were there. We were visible in the area.
Well, people don't seem to have been convinced you were there. They don't have the sense that the police were with them in all of this.
Yeah, I can absolutely assure anyone that didn't see us last night that we are 100% behind working with the community to solve the issues that they're feeling and seeing at the minute in terms of an increased fear and crime. Police were present, like I say. It's unfortunate perhaps that some of those persons present didn't see us.
Well, let's talk about the detail of some of this, if we might. There have been two particularly nasty attacks on older people in the area recently. Why are so few of the people who carry out those attacks ever brought to court?
Well, what I would say is that you're quite right. There's been a couple of attacks in the past month, through the month of January, attacks on the elderly, and that is a tragedy for our communities to see. What we don't want to see is some of our most vulnerable, particularly in terms of their age, being attacked and feeling unsafe in their own local communities. So we very much are fully committed to investigating those incidents. Those incidents remain ongoing. But you mentioned that around the police action. What I can tell you is that through our Reducing Offending and Partnership programme, we do look at those people who we know continue to carry out crime in certain areas. And for the Lower Falls area, we have arrested a number of individuals since the start of December for 80 different crimes.
So, how many have you arrested?
We have arrested over 10 people for over 80 different crimes, so we are taking effective action, Seamus. I do want to reassure the community that the police, where there is an opportunity to arrest someone for a crime, that opportunity is taken. We investigate these matters to the best of our ability, and we put people in front of the court.
Because the Commissioner for Older People has research which suggests that 90% of crimes against the elderly are unsolved. 90%. The clear-up rate for offences against over 60s is half of what it is for people under 60.
The number of crimes that we investigate, certainly are, the outcome rate in terms of where people have been brought to justice has remained steady.
Well, you agree that it's half of what it is for people under 60 in the case of older people?
Seamus, what we do, we investigate every crime that we receive. Obviously, where there is vulnerabilities, we will take those into consideration. And where at all possible, where there's opportunities to bring offenders to justice in terms of in front of the courts or submitting files to the Public Prosecution Service, that is exactly what
And there's a widespread perception that if they are up before the court, they get a slap on the wrist.
Well, again, Seamus, like I say, from a policing perspective, our role is to gather the evidence and to put that evidence to the Public Prosecution Service.
Would you like to see tougher sentences brought in? I know that that's not something over which you have control, but would it help the police if a clearer message was sent out about the unacceptability, and that's a very mild word to use, of these crimes?
Sentencing isn't a matter for PSNI, Seamus, as I say. What we will do is we will investigate crime where we have reason to arrest individuals and submit prosecution files to the Public Prosecution Service. That is what we'll do.
Because you need to have some success, greater success, in the cases of these crimes, if elderly people are to be convinced it's worth their while reporting a crime.
We would encourage encourage anyone who's a victim of crime to report matters to us. And of course, particularly in relation to older people, we understand how that can increase the fear of crime. What I would say is if anyone has information in respect of the incidents that we're talking about over the past number of weeks, or any other crime against the elderly, or any crime at all, it is really important that that information is brought to the police. It is through working with our communities and working with our partners that we will see people who are carrying out these abhorrent crimes on our elderly and our vulnerable brought to justice.
Because violent crime against the elderly is reported to be at an all-time high in Northern Ireland. Elderly people become afraid and they lock themselves away.
Certainly whenever there are crimes against the elderly, we will do all we can in terms of supporting them through our crime prevention officers.
Are they right to be afraid?
Research shows us that elderly people do tend to be more fearful of crime. We do know that. So therefore, from our perspective, it is about providing that support structure to them when they have unfortunately been a victim of crime. But of course, also working with them and working with our older community through neighbourhood watch schemes and other such means is to make sure that we can reassure them and make sure that they don't become a victim of crime.
Well, is it still the case that attacks against older people are rare? This is what we were reassured with in the past. But then they see headlines such as the one I gave you about the extent of such crime and they begin to be afraid. What is the extent of this crime? Can you put it in some sort of context for us?
Certainly in terms of the crime that you're referring to in West Belfast, these incidents, what I would say, are still very much low in number and low in frequency. Obviously, as our we know, society as a community is growing older and more people fall into the older category. So therefore, when there is crimes against the older community, we do recognise that from our statistics and we do all we can to help reassure them. And like I say, we are also being proactive through the work that we do with community groups to try to make sure that we are engaging with our older community and providing them with crime prevention advice to stop them being a victim of crime.
In areas where the police believe they're at risk or may be from dissident Republicans, does that inhibit you in combating thugs?
There is absolutely no area of Northern Ireland that the Police Service of Northern Ireland will not police. We police all of our communities. So therefore, we will continue to work and do what we can to both prevent and detect crime in order to keep our community safe.